Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What up, man?
Yo, welcome to the Power Meeting Podcast.
Yes, we're taking this one in English because this is it's for our people in the States, man. Our brothers and sisters in the States.
Yep, and normally we would have a Patreon episode out by now. But considering everything that's going down in the States, in Minneapolis, and the death, or I should say the murder of George Floyd, you're going to have to wait on that Patreon episode. You get this instead, because this is way more important. How do you feel, man, first of all?
Bruh, for the last like 3 days, I've been walking around like almost crying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know when you get that? Well, you don't know. You can't cry, but for those of us who have the have the function of crying when we're sad, sometimes you just feel like it's like I'm one step from just sobbing. Mm. I've been walk around feeling like that, man. How about you?
I mean, not the sobbing part, but I've been definitely going back and forth between being just like sad and being extremely angry and pissed off and feeling anxiety about this whole situation.
Yes.
If we have any listener who don't know what we're talking about right now,
Fuck are you doing?
Yeah, first of all, what are you doing? But a quick recap. I mean, we're talking about the murder of George Floyd, mm-hmm. who was arrested on Monday. They say that he was alleged to have used a counterfeited
$20 bill.
Okay.
Yeah. $20, man.
And so police showed up and they arrested him, and the first clip I saw showed him just lying. I didn't even watch the whole clip, but I mean, I've seen pictures and stuff, but him lying on the ground, police got his knee on his neck and just like keeps it there, even though George Floyd is pleading for his life, basically.
Yes. And everyone around is saying there's blood running from his nose, he can't breathe, like people are yelling these things to him. The worst part, but I didn't watch the full video. I couldn't, like I said about the last thing with the murder of Mr. Aubrey.
Yeah.
That I couldn't watch, I can't watch these anymore. But with this one, I saw still shots. And it was enough with the still shot.
Yeah.
There's an officer with his knee on this guy's neck with his hands in his pockets.
He looks so lax doing it too. It's not like the guy is struggling, which is in itself kind of, you'd think, I don't know, he's basically fighting for his life, but at the same time he's handcuffed. He can't do nothing. And
Have you seen the other angle?
Yeah.
With the other police on him too?
That's the crazy part. It's like he's not trying to resist in any way. And I would think, like, if you're handcuffed and you're lying stomach down, like face down, there's nothing, you can't even get up from that position. No. Unless you're like some circus
martial artist, yeah.
but so I don't even know what's the reason to even put any type of pressure. I mean, even if the pressure was just on his back or on his legs or whatever, there's no reason. He's handcuffed. But anyways, dude kept his knee on his neck.
What's the murderer's name? The main murderer's name? Chauvin. His name is Derek Chauvin.
Yeah,
or Chauvin, something like that. Chauvin, and. He had been, he's had situations where people have died before, people have been shot before, and he's never been disciplined for any of his actions. And this is what happens when you keep allowing these people to stay on the force, these bad, dirty, nasty cops, and then...
Yeah.
And then, he's still free.
Then finally he takes it too far. Yeah, because so far... And this might be good to say, we're recording this on Friday, and this is still like a developing situation, so yeah. Stuff might change by the minute, by the hour. If you listen to this on Saturday or later, then stuff might have changed. We might have some new information.
Yeah.
We're giving you guys like a snapshot right now of where we're at.
May 29th.
Yep. And so what has happened to this guy so far? I mean, he's gotten fired, right?
Yes, the four officers involved were fired. It's more than we ever see in these situations. Yeah. Right away, fired. I was actually surprised, pleasantly surprised.
Because if anything, they're usually put on like leave,
administrative
or
leave. Yeah. So they're like just doing paperwork. Yeah, I thought that was gonna happen. Then they said he's fired. The four were fired. I was like, wow, not even just that guy, but all four fired. We're moving in the right direction. Then the FBI steps in and starts investigation, saying they need to see video. We've all seen video. Mm. What is, like, the next step, and his family spoke and said, you know, that they're asking for peaceful protests, and they said they want this guy charged with murder. At least the guy with his knee on his neck.
Yeah.
And did you know that he knew him?
That's information that's coming out. Like today,
yeah.
Earlier today, is that
17
they
years.
They seem to have known each other from working at the same nightclub.
Bouncers, yeah.
Yeah, which is even crazier.
The bouncers for 17 years, you worked alongside this guy.
But they did not work together for 17 years, did they?
Says they worked as bouncers for the same place for 17 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they had just briefly worked together at the place.
I just said he don't, or...
Okay.
The way, I could be wrong... This is a Power Meter podcast. We're not 100% right all the time. But from what I read today, from a news source, from MSNBC, they said that he known him for 17 years.
Yeah, but regardless, they've known each other. This is not their first encounter, so to speak.
Yeah. So to just...
Which definitely adds a dimension to the whole thing.
Yeah. And the fact that, of course, there's a picture with him wearing a... not a Trump hat, not a Make America Great Again hat. He has a Make America White Again hat in a Trump hat style.
Is that what it said?
It says...
I just saw the color. I didn't even read the text.
Yeah, at first glance, it looks like a Trump hat.
Yeah.
It says Make America White Again.
And is it like... Do you know if it's been established that it's the same guy for real? You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen the same picture. Maybe I have a hard time telling white people apart, but to me, I wasn't I just wasn't 100% sure that it was the same guy. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is the same guy. I don't know if there's been confirmation about that.
Okay.
But regardless, I mean, his action speaks for themselves, no matter what. Yeah, and so ever since the clip of this murder started circulating, we've seen some. I mean, it started as peaceful protests. But they've sort of okay, John is showing me the picture right now.
Same guy, man.
Make whites great again.
Oh, make whites great. I'm sorry. Okay, so they don't want to make America great again.
Just make the white people great again.
Just make the white people.
By putting their knees in people's necks.
So murdering a black person, that's the way to make
white people. Yeah, but we've seen some protests. They started, I think, early on Tuesday night. After, because this clip started circulating on Tuesday morning, I believe. Mm. And they were initially peaceful. They've turned more and more violent. People are, you know, some say rioting, some say looting. I don't know what you want to call it, but I mean, Minneapolis is parts of Minneapolis is in flames as we speak, pretty much.
Yeah. How did you feel when you saw that? When you saw some parts of it in flames?
You know what? I think it's to be expected. You know, we've seen just the last couple of, it's crazy. Like, just since March, we've seen some crazy, crazy stuff. And this is on top of all the crazy shit we're already going through, like the coronavirus and stuff. Mm-hmm. We've seen the murder of Breonna Taylor.
Yep.
Which a bunch of police stormed her apartment in Louisville, Kentucky, you know, supposedly looking for drugs.
Wrong place.
Not finding any drugs, first of all. And then just spraying the apartment up and killing her. She got hit with 8 bullets. We saw Mr. Arbery being gunned down after taking jogging by some vigilantes, whatever you want to call them, who was one of the murderers.
Vigilantes.
No, but I mean, in their state of mind or whatever, I guess they see themselves as that. But yeah, of course, it's just a straight up murder in broad daylight. But that one guy was an ex-cop too.
Yep.
And this is just since March. We've seen these, and these are three crazy ass cases.
And also this week, which has been overshadowed by this, is the woman that tried to weaponize the police against a black man who was asking her to follow the rules in Central Park.
Yep.
That's just another example, and all is in the same family.
Of course.
Of trying to use the police or use authority to take down black people that don't seem to be doing anything wrong.
No, the one thing leads to another. Like, because when the cops came, when that white woman called the cops, and when the cops came to Central Park, both her and the guy and the black guy that she had called the cops on were no longer there, which is, you know, he can count himself lucky, I guess, because that situation, if he was still there, it could have turned. He could have been one of those guys with a knee in his neck.
Yep, Harvard educated man out there bird watching. Bird watching.
Yeah.
Asking her to follow the rules. And then she calls, and then you can see, it's so interesting. Like, I mean, it's horrifying. I shouldn't say interesting. It's horrifying to see that she knew to change her voice and act threatened and become a victim.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, I'm not all about piling on. You know how I feel about that when everybody piles on. But I was glad when this woman lost her job.
Yeah, it needs to be some real life consequences to doing stuff like that, because you're not just you're playing with somebody's life. Unfortunately, I mean, in a perfect world, calling the cops shouldn't you know immediately put a black person's life in danger. Yeah. But that's where we're at. So,
and her knowing that,
yep,
it's almost like attempted murder by a cop. And the thing that it just, you know, their both last name was Cooper. Her name's Amy Cooper, and the guy, I forget his first name.
Michael, I believe.
Cooper. And it's just, I don't know, I thought about that. Like, man, her ancestors probably owned his. you know what I'm saying? Like, somewhere he's carrying her slave name. I don't know. This whole thing, man, it's really, really has me, I wish I was there. And I'm normally, another thing that I'm normally against is, rioting.
Yeah.
I always feel like, man, it's not going to help. You know, they're just going to blame us now, and which is happening and stuff like that. But I wish I was, I feel bad I can't be there to help burn some shit down. Because that's where I'm at. I feel like burning some shit down.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like that.
But explain that for if we have any listener who doesn't understand that feeling that you're having right now.
It's like frustration, man. It's like, this dude is still walking around after he never turned his body cam off. He saw people filming him, heard pleas for this guy's life. It's open and shut case in the most, to any person, any lay person sees this open and shut case. If anybody else had done something like that,
a civilian.
Yeah, if any civilian, if any vigilante even did something like that, and it's filmed like that, the first you take him and you put him in jail till you figure the shit out.
Yeah,
but this guy who's trusted by taxpayers to protect them can do this and nothing happened to him. And he just keep feeling his continual slaps in the face, every one of these situations.
Yeah.
The bird watching situation, the murder, and I mean, we could name it all.
Yeah, we could name it all. There's too many even to name. And the examples I named were just, I mean, from March of this year. There's so many more, and there's so many more that happens that, you know, they were unlucky. They got killed by the police, but they were unlucky enough to not have anybody there to film it.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We can't know.
And that's what it used to be. NWA was talking about this shit back in the 80s and early 90s. They're talking about this stuff and saying, fuck the police. And people are like, whoa, what are they talking about? You know, this is... And but it wasn't on camera then. So you could say, oh, they're exaggerating. Maybe they just had bad luck, or this stuff happens to bad people. But we're seeing it over and over and over again. And it seems like it doesn't fucking matter every time these people get away with this shit.
Yeah.
So what else are you going to do besides... hit them where it hurts. Burn down the motherfucking police department, because that's not our place anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
no, I get
hard
it.
To
I get
see
it.
Any I, other way. It's hard to say any other way.
Jay Electronica has a song called Swagger Jackson's Revenge, a great song. I think it's only on like YouTube or some shit.
Okay.
And he's talking about violence like this, and he's saying, I ain't glad at him, but I ain't mad at him.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way I feel right now. It's like, I'm not saying, hey, go out and burn that building down, but I understand the feeling. I understand why you do it, and I wouldn't blame you for doing it either.
I'm not going to lie. When I found out that was a police department...
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're going to burn down something at this point, it might as well.
Normally, they burn down an auto shop in the hood.
Yeah, yeah. But they burn down that stuff, too. That's what I'm saying. I mean, they burn down a bunch of buildings, but... I totally get it, because it seems like this is the only way to get people to fucking pay attention.
Yeah.
And asking black people to have patience, or like, oh, just wait and see, and maybe he'll get convicted later. Like, come on, man.
He should be in jail while we figure that out.
No, but it's like hundreds of years. You were onto it before, like everything is tied together, and it's hundreds of years of patience now.
Yeah.
I mean, how patient can you be?
Yeah. It's like, turn the other cheek. My dad wrote a rap for us when we were kids.
Of course.
And he said,
as any dad does.
You know, as dads do. And one of the lyrics that I still carry with me is I turn the other cheek. And then he says, when I turn the other cheek for the second time, you see you run out of cheeks. And then your butt will be mine. He couldn't say ass.
Or as,
but it's like, damn, okay.
Or as the RZA of Wu-Tang said, turn your other cheek and I'll break your fucking chin.
My dad couldn't write that for me. No, but you see what I mean? It's like we're out of cheeks, man.
Yeah.
Every human being, we got four cheeks. We're done, man.
Yeah, man. It's a crazy situation, and I totally get it. And there's so much, I don't know, when stuff like this used to happen before social media, you had traditional media to rely on for information.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's pros and cons with everything, of course. It's not good to maybe only be able to rely on one, or on traditional media.
Right.
But social media have made it so that there's so much information out there floating around that you don't know exactly what to believe.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's been a ton of shit, like, people are saying, I've seen clips of, you know, people are suspecting in Minneapolis right now that there are some undercover police officers.
Yes, I saw this.
Infiltrating the demonstrators and actually instigating shit.
Yeah.
Like I saw a clip of a guy dressed completely different from anybody else.
With an umbrella, right?
With an umbrella, yeah. Just black gloves, everything. With a hammer, I believe, just smashing the window. I think he's the first one to start smashing the windows of a store. And then just walks away, and everybody asking him, like, who are you? You're not a demonstrator. And he just doesn't want to answer the questions.
Doesn't he threaten the guy?
Yeah. So... whoever that guy is, like, who is, some people are saying, oh, he's a police officer. Some other people are saying that he's somebody else. Who knows? But it's just interesting to see that all this information is out there.
Russian bots are real, man. That dude's a real life Russian bot.
You know, for real, though, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I've been writing about these Russian bots, or trolls, I should say, that have been known to instigate stuff in America.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend got a DM saying something to the effect of, from like an account with no followers, saying something to the effect of like, oh, U.S. affairs is none of your business, blah, 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 blah. And the interesting part was Fana, our friend, mm-hmm. got the exact same message, the exact same, but from another account, which is just like, I don't know, is this one person sitting around sending the same message but from different accounts, or is this also part of some... It's like Putin in here now, unleashing the bots, the trolls. I don't know, man. There's so much shit going on.
And Trump, did we talk about Trump and his response?
No, we have not. We have yet to talk about Trump. This fucking guy is just, talk about instigating, man.
I think he sees it as an opportunity.
To do what exactly?
Because he's lost steam. Because it was supposed to be a rally around the flag moment with the coronavirus, but he fumbled that. So the steam he got from that and now it is gone. And now he's losing in all the polls, and he follows the polls religiously. And it's like no poll is saying that he's winning, and he's losing worse than, I mean, you know, he was losing to Hillary. And I looked that up too. I was like, y'all said this shit last time, but it's saying that more of the vote is like accounted for according to polls.
Okay.
So where before they might have made up to 80% of all the vote, now it's coming up to like 87% is accounted for instead of people being unsure or whatever.
Yeah.
So he needs something to happen, you know what I mean, in his favor. And he can't start a war, really, but this could be his version of like the getting that. If he gets all of those people like riled up against blacks and feeling like this is bullshit, man, you know.
Yeah, we got to vote on Trump, otherwise the blacks will. Yeah,
we got to keep them in there. There's somebody I followed past tense.
Yeah.
That saw that tweet, and he's never said anything pro Trump ever. This guy is like a skater dude I follow. Never said anything pro Trump, and Trump posted that. The whole thing about these thugs, it's like he's hitting on points, man. It's like
he knows what he means.
It's a dog whistle, the dude is like, fuck that, Trump fucking 20, fucking 20 is what the guy tweeted.
Oh, so he got riled up.
Got riled up by that, and there's no telling how many other people that seem like a skater. You don't expect a skater to be super conservative.
Here's the tweet. He said first something about like he can't stand by and watch as a great American city is burning. And then he followed that up with tweeting, these thugs, capital letters, are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd.
You know, you want to say the N-word.
Yeah, of course, thugs is N-words, basically.
Yeah.
And I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. In a difficulty, and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you. This is, without a doubt, some of the craziest shit. Yeah. Might be the craziest shit that I've ever seen a politician say or like say this openly.
Yeah. I'm so glad that Twitter made it a threat, like this, like flagged it.
Yeah, Twitter flagged it, which is good. So now you can't really see the tweet anymore, right?
Yeah,
it's glamorizing violence or something to that effect.
Inciting violence.
So, yeah. But, you know, you and I've seen a lot of, I did this comparison myself, and I've seen a lot of other people do this too. It's like his tweet when it came to the protesters in Michigan who they were white. What a coincidence. They were carrying like automatic rifles and they went into the state capitol building and demonstrated in there in order to like
open the country
and end the coronavirus lockdown. And what he tweeted about them was, the governor of Michigan should give a little and put out the fire. These are very good people, but they are angry. They want their lives back safely. Oof. See them, talk to them, make a deal. So I mean,
wow,
that right there just shows,
I didn't even put those two together. Wow.
They're not that far apart. The first, this tweet is like, the tweets about the thugs is the end of May. The other tweet is like the beginning of May. Mm. But I don't know. And I'm not gonna lie. And I'm going to say something now that some people might not like, but fuck it.
Fuck it.
Some white people are getting on my damn nerve.
Yes.
right now.
Yes, this always brings out the annoyance in me. Like, it gets go ahead, preach, brother.
No, but you know, back in the day, I used to be on Twitter way more, and I used to like discuss politics and stuff. But I stopped doing that because when you discuss politics on Twitter, it just turns the whole app into like a cesspool.
Yeah.
So I don't do that anymore. But I kind of did today, and you know, immediately because I did this comparison and. It's not a perfect comparison because the situations are not.
No, of course
it's not the same exactly, but it's still. I was still making a point, but then you see these white people coming out the woodworks, being like, "Well, you know, the protesters in Michigan wasn't doing anything illegal. They weren't burning down the state capitol building.
Were their lives threatened?
So it's like, why would Trump tweet thugs about them? And I'm like, you can't be this stupid to. Not realize that these white people that are turning up to the state capitol building with automatic weapons are treated differently than black people would have. Like, black people can't even walk around with posters saying Black Lives Matter without shit escalating.
Yeah. Or the, did you see the images of the people that were storming in Michigan? And they were getting in the face
screaming in the cops' face?
And I was like, woo! Oh my God.
You know, as a black person, you know you can't do that.
Yo, it made me think about when you see that white kid acting up in the store.
Yeah.
And you like, ooh, the mama gonna beat you. And it never happens because the kid done gets spanked or whatever. And I'm just like, man.
Shut up, mom. Yeah. And you're like, whoa.
And it's like America, black Americans have the listen to my analogy.
Yeah.
White Americans have. The government is their white mom,
mm-hmm.
and Black Americans' government is the black mom. When well, you do something that's super hard on you, beat that ass. But these other ones, they do whatever the fuck they want and don't get in any trouble at all.
I see what you're saying, man. You got to work on it a little bit.
I'm gonna get there, man.
You might get there. No, but you know, my point wasn't to say that the protesters in Michigan were burning stuff down. It wasn't that, but it was just saying that. You know that black people wouldn't be allowed to come within 50 feet of that building.
No, or in the cop's face like that?
I know. So, you know, but it's just interesting to me to see these white people who they've not said anything about the actual murder of the guy. They haven't said shit.
Bro, that was my next point.
But the thing that makes them feel like, hey, I got to speak up now is when a building is on fire.
Yeah. Target has been. An insured target is being looted.
Yes.
That pisses you off?
That's like when they feel like, oh no, you've gone too far now.
Yeah.
It's the same where they don't say shit about police violence, but then when, what was it called? Cecil the Lion or whatever a few years back?
Yeah.
It's like,
Harambe.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I'm putting my foot down now because Harambe died, you know? And it just speaks volumes, yes. I think.
And they wonder why we have to say Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like anybody else feels that way besides black people.
But even the white people that are not this combative, because this was obviously people who I would say are more, you know, right leaning or whatnot. But even the white people that are not that combative, they're still annoying me right now. Because there's a big chunk of them who are acting extremely profoundly shocked by what they're seeing. And I'm not talking about the protests, I'm talking about the police violence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
how could this happen?
How can you be shocked by this?
Yes, exactly.
How? Like, even in my lifetime, I've seen some. I mean, there's so many names.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, one of the biggest ones was Rodney King. I was a kid back then, but I still remember that shit.
Yeah.
I remember Diallo, remember him?
Yes.
In New York.
Reaching for his wallet.
Yeah. There's been, and again, ever since we've started having mobile phone cameras and social media, the spread of these killings have increased.
Sandra Bland?
Yeah, so there's no way you haven't seen this before. There's no way. Unless you're actively like looking the other way, which is kind of almost
as
bad.
That's what's happening, man.
So I'm annoyed by those people too. And then I'm annoyed by a third group who are demanding... I don't know. They're demanding to be taught, basically, how to act right now.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like, or demanding to be educated.
Yeah. Tell me what I need to do.
What can I do to, you know... And it annoys me because these are not stupid people. Like these are plenty of these people are politically active when it comes to other questions. When it comes to stuff like feminism, for example,
mm-hmm.
they're politically active. They know how to gather information. They know how to organize when it comes to that question. But as soon as it comes to, you know, violence against black people, they're like, I don't know how to use Google. What can I do? I even had somebody telling me, because when I posted these Trump tweets, can you please translate the tweets for me?
Because
I'm not that good at English. The level of like piling on extra work for you, like I'm already spending.
I gotta do all of this, and I gotta deal with the shock of seeing people that look like me get disregarded and murdered. And you now I got to do a Google search for you, or I got to put.
I got to see the people getting murdered. Okay. I got to still go to my regular job.
Yeah.
I got to I'm still trying to like write about the situation and you know, bring information out to people. Mm. And then after all of that, you still want me to translate some fucking tweets for you? And I spoke a little bit to Ami, our friend. Check out their pod, Rosriyet. She was similarly pissed off as me,
mm-hmm.
and she called it aktiv okunskap. What would you translate that to in English? Like,
I'd say actively, purposeful ignorance, maybe?
Yeah, maybe that's a good one.
Actively not trying to
learn more.
Yeah, that's how I would say, or
like somebody
active ignorance,
because she had asked people, like she knows basically a lot of people who
blissful are blissful ignorance, maybe.
Yeah, she knows a lot of people who are again, like I said, politically.
I'm sorry, I got a better willful ignorance.
Okay, thank
that's
you.
That's it.
There you go. But she knows a lot of people who are politically active. But when they, like I said, when it comes to this black question, or I don't even want to say black question because it really is a white question.
Is
the white police killing black people? So it should be a white question, but
bars.
No, but it's like she asked her followers, like, why are you not speaking up as much as you do when it comes to other issues? And somebody answered, like, oh, I don't have the tools. I feel like I don't have the tools to really do it. And I thought to myself, like, man, imagine if they know, especially people who are into like feminism, they know that is an invalid explanation.
Yeah, imagine if I said as a guy.
Yeah, as a guy. Well, you know, when it comes to women demanding equal pay, I don't really have the tools to discuss that. So you take care of that shit, all right? They would go crazy if you said that.
Hang you out.
But when it comes to this, sort of, they suddenly feel like, oh, this is a perfect explanation to give. So, I mean,
hey, wake up, people. And it's going to take them being pissed off too, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can't just, I mean, we can try. We will continue to try and fight for our rights and whatever, but other people have to believe in our rights as well.
Yeah.
And see that there's a problem. I got so many willful, ignorant friends that choose not to see
the problem. Do they comment on this at all, or do they like...
If I was to reach out and talk to some of my friends, they would. They would tell me that it bothers them, probably. Yes, some of them more than others, but I got a cop friend. I don't know. I want to make sure he hears this. He's an ex-cop now, but every time these situations came up, a good friend of mine and his, we were in a group chat, and my black friend would come in there like, you see it now? You see this now? And he would always find a way to get behind the fucking blue wall. And it's like, when are you going to say... That's a fucking bad cop.
Yeah.
The videos I appreciated the most so far that I've seen, a lot of people speaking out on. Michael Rapaport had a good thing in his angry persona. But I've seen two videos that by police officers that moved me the most, because that's the ones that need to be like, no, this isn't us.
Yeah.
Where are those people at?
And they need to start fucking policing each other. Because in that clip, you see that one guy, the other police officer, who just stands by. Like, do you even have a heart at that point? Like, as a police officer, you see your partner basically murdering a guy.
He's like, yo, chill.
Stop him. Pull him off of him. Do something.
Everybody's had friends. A lot of people have friends that jump somebody. And then
yeah, you see somebody go a little bit too far.
Going too far. You're like, chill. Yeah. All right.
He's had enough.
He's had enough. Like the same in the movies. He's had enough. You stop your people from doing something stupid.
Yeah.
For going too far. And the fact that they didn't, I'm glad they lost their jobs. And at least this Chauvin dude needs to get be behind bars.
No doubt. Like, and that's the part about this looting situation. People like to frame it like it's just an uncontrolled, people just love to burn shit down. No. There's an answer. There's a way to stop this.
Yeah.
And it's not the president sending in the military and saying that he should shoot everybody looting. It's putting the guy behind bars.
Yeah.
It's arrest the guy. Simple. That's going to stop.
Imagine if he would have said that.
Yeah.
Imagine if he would have said, listen, man, until we get I've demanded that we speed this thing up and come to a quick conclusion to this. Until then, put this motherfucker behind bars.
Yeah.
He can say it in a different way if he wants to. Maybe he's a good person sometimes or some shit that he would probably say. Put him behind bars. We'll figure the rest out later.
And yeah, exactly.
I bet you looting wouldn't have happened.
And that's another crazy thing about this whole Trump tweet. And the people that came at me were like, well, he's only talking about the looters. So he's not talking about the protesters. He's talking about the people looting. And I'm like, why do you feel like that makes it okay? Like,
yeah.
Do you think that looting, like if you loot, the sentence is capital?
Yeah.
You should be like,
yeah,
exactly. Have capital punishment for that? No.
That's my argument.
It's not a murder sentence for looting.
Yeah.
So you can't bring the military out and shoot people looting. That's crazy. And to say that is insane.
That's my argument for Mike Brown. His situation.
Yeah.
When they're like, oh, he was beating the cop up. The punishment is not death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In all of these situations. I haven't seen a situation, any of these hashtags, I haven't seen one situation where a person deserved to die.
No.
But in every situation, the person deserved their fair day in court. It's in the Bill of Rights. It's the first 10 amendments of the Constitution are the things that are just natural rights. And yeah. One of them is your day in court. And they just taken that away as well. These people who love the Constitution enough to fight for their guns,
mm-hmm.
Where's your love for due process?
Yep.
For people getting a fair day in court.
And some of these other, again, I'm back to the white people. I'm sorry, you guys.
But yeah, man.
Like I said, you've been kind of annoying me. And you've seen plenty of people who are, they're taking the back seat because they feel like they don't have the, what is it called in English? Tolkningsföreträde.
I don't know. I only know it in Swedish, but they
shouldn't, basically, I'm sure there's a word for it. I forget it right now. But it's like, oh, they shouldn't be the ones to talk about it because they're not black.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, it's not a black issue.
No.
First of all. But also, it's more than that. It's like a human rights issue. You see people being murdered in broad daylight by police. That's not a black problem. That's a problem for everybody.
Yeah.
And for them to feel like, oh, well, you know, I don't know if I should be touching this. I don't know. It's it just makes me very disappointed in people. And I get it. Most of these people who I'm talking about right now who annoys me, they're not Trump people. They are people who they mean well. I get it. You guys mean well. But it's just coming off way wrong.
Yeah.
And it comes off like you don't really care. And it comes off like you're not trying to do the work while people are being murdered in the street.
Yeah, you know, and then you have it comes from a place of privilege to not try.
Yeah,
because you don't have to worry about your child. Like I'm thinking about my son, man. My son's gonna one day be a threat. Sweetest child I know. It's gonna be a threat, man. It's gonna be a threat just because of how he looks.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta have I want to ask my white friends with kids or any white people out there with teenage kids. Even white people my age, how old were they when they had to talk with their parents about how to act when the police are around?
Exactly.
Because I promise you they haven't had it. They haven't had that talk. I'm going to have that talk with my son, especially if I want him to be going to the States, visiting family and whatnot without me. I'm going to have to tell him, hey, man, some people look at you like a threat, and when you're around the police, be extra careful.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be a statistic. I had to have that talk with my mom when I was a kid, man.
Yeah, how old were you then?
It was like all growing up.
Yeah.
Throughout my entire childhood, it was like, hey, police, act like, don't do that.
I remember just in Sweden, we're going to talk a little bit more about Sweden specifically, but
okay.
I feel like because, I mean, the situation is different, but we have some of the same problems here. I mean, we don't have problems where police are killing black people on the street like once a week. We don't have it that bad. Mm-hmm. But we have some of the same mechanics. We have racial profiling. And that's something I remember from my childhood. I have a brother who's 10 years older than me. And like stories that he told about police, you know, targeting him for no reason. And that's yet another thing that annoys me right now. It's like Sweden loves to talk about injustices in other places, yeah. in other countries. There's probably nothing more that Sweden loves doing than like, hey, look over there, look in South Africa, man, they're racist. Or look in the States, man, they're going crazy over there. But they hate talking about the stuff that goes on here. They hate it. They act like it doesn't exist. We have this thing, and I know you guys have it in the States too, you know, being colorblind. Mm-hmm. But here it's like almost the official philosophy of people to be so to speak colorblind, you know.
Yeah, but then one of the first questions they ask is, "Where are you from for real?"
Yeah, and you know, when and you see that we do have. I mean, there's been reports about racial profiling here. They've written about it. They've done documentaries about it. Like it's real. So it's not a fantasy. It's like that shit happens.
Yeah.
And you don't have to look very far to find people who can witness, who can tell you about situations they themselves or like people they know were in. And when I said that, like, oh, because I posted some shit about a guy when it came to racial profiling in Sweden, about a guy who in TS-Centralen got arrested by the police or by undercover police because they said that he looked like somebody who sold drugs. And he was black, you know, big surprise. And he didn't have to spend the night in jail or nothing. But still, they took him in this back room, made him strip all of his clothes, made him sit naked on the floor. And like, I bet they looked in his ass for drugs too, you know, or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So, yeah, you didn't have to go to jail, but that shit fucked up your night, didn't it? And the girl who wrote me, because it was her husband, I believe, she said that, you know, from that point, he doesn't like to go in the city anymore because he knows that shit can happen.
And it's like, that is what they kind of want too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if they had their wish, of course. Yeah. But again, when I wrote about this particular situation, a white guy wrote me back saying like, yeah, I know what you're saying, but this stuff happens to white people too. And he told about a situation like that happened to him with the police.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what?
Thanks,
cool story, bro. Like, yeah. There's plenty of bad cops.
Yes.
And it happens to white people too. But the problem I'm talking about with racial profiling
systemic.
Is it happens. Yeah, it's systemic. And it happens way more often to non-white people. So like, what? Again, what are you saying? Why is this? Why do you feel like, oh, now I have to insert a point here?
Yeah. It's because to admit that the system is fucked up is also admitting that you're benefiting from the system. And that's the part people need to understand is that you benefiting from the system is just ingrained in the system.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you can't change it. You can't or can't try to change it. So all the people that feel like they want it to be that way, try to work to really make it that way. If you really want it to be the way you say it is, then work to get it there. Because we're telling you it's not like that.
Yeah. And that's another interesting point about this whole thing, the question of trauma porn.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about on the pod poverty porn a while back when it came to what was it, the NFL draft?
Yeah, NFL draft, yeah.
And this is, you know, somewhat...
It feeds right into it.
Yeah, but trauma porn, it goes to show at what length we have to exploit black suffering for people to care.
That's real, man.
But there's been a ton of like beautiful illustrations made by artists that show it shows like, oh, justice for George Floyd. And I know like if people would have just spread those, the unfortunate reality is that I don't think this would have gotten as much attention.
Nah, it's almost like they wait to see, gauge the reaction and to see how much they're gonna do.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep pushing. And I swear, if I was there, I would have been right in the middle of that. Not looting. That ain't my thing. I don't like running and carrying shit at the same time.
No, but, you. But can you loot with a car?
I know, right? Like, yo, man, can they pull up those blockades? No, but I personally would be tearing shit down. I would have been trying to, I would have also been trying to say, yo, man, let's find out the neighborhood this cop lives in and let's trash that instead of our neighborhood. That's what I'd be trying to organize in that way.
Yeah.
And it sounds fucked up, but it's what needs to happen, it seems. Yeah. Everything else.
I mean, yeah, we're doing it the other way. We have, we could sit here and do a whole pod.
Yeah.
Just saying the names of people who are black people who have been victims of police brutality, and despite all that, what has changed? You know,
nothing. Obviously.
So I mean, if one way doesn't work, then you have to try to do it the other way.
And letting these people off is only empowering them to keep doing other people to do it, to feel like, hey, you know what, I could do this shit to a black person.
Yeah,
they do the with the what's his name. George Zimmerman shot and killed Trayvon Martin, got away with it. He ain't even a fucking cop. Got away with it. And now you got these guys, you think these guys didn't have that in the back of their heads when they chased down
they know
Aubrey,
they can get away with it.
Avery? I'm sorry, Ahmaud Arbery?
But yeah, I've been going in on certain white people. And I mean, I do it just because it's not hard to, for yourself, discover what you can do to help. If you just use Google, you're gonna find a ton of different ways to help. There's like a GoFundMe page for George Floyd's family. There's pages that goes to like support different Black Lives Matter organizations that you can send money to. There's just, if you don't have money, you can still educate yourself. Like, try to do something other than going to black people and asking them to just to in addition to everything they're going through right now, educate you.
Yeah.
Like that's my biggest tip right now.
Yeah.
Cause that shit is super annoying. And it's also, again, we're looking at these protests right now. They're probably going to continue, during the weekend. And they're being condemned by a lot of different people, which is unsurprising.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout all that, you still got to remember, like, it does not matter how we protest. Because what has been one of the biggest debates in America the last couple of years?
What do you mean?
One of the biggest issues being debated in the States in the last couple of years have been Colin Kaepernick's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kneeling. Is that a violent protest? No.
Nope.
That's a very peaceful protest. Kneeling, that's the only thing it did. And look at all the outrage that caused. So you can't burn shit down, obviously.
Right.
But you can't kneel.
Right.
So
it's like you got to protest when it's comfortable for me in order for you to get the results you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Do you actually think that if they take away the kneeling, they take away the looting, how should we proceed for you to be like comfortable with our protesting while people are getting killed?
Yeah. Imagine if Rosa Parks would have sat at the back of the bus or if they would have had sit outs instead of sit ins. There's no results on that.
Yeah.
You have to make people uncomfortable in order to get change. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. And poor you, you got to deal with a little discomfort until you figure out how to make things right.
Yeah,
sorry. That's what you pay back. You worried about the white guilt. That's how you can pay it back. Mm-hmm. Is to try to help the people out that need it.
Yeah, man. It's been a don't try me day.
Yeah, man. Bruh,
you cuss somebody out at work.
Yeah, man. Okay. All right, in Swedish. I snapped on somebody, man.
They had it coming though.
Yeah, they had it coming. Sounded white.
Oh, you didn't even say, it was over the phone?
It was over the phone, too. I was like, excuse me? Yeah. But, well.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad about it. I needed that release. I needed to sit down with you and talk through these feelings and thoughts.
Yeah.
I said, when we took a quick break, I said that I thought I was sadder than I am angry.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out I'm angrier than I am sad.
Yeah.
And I'm sad as
fuck.
Yeah,
no, me too. But, you know, you see some people, this is the last point I think I'll make, is here in Sweden, I get the feeling that some people are wondering, like, why are you so, like, what do you care that much? Like, it's over there. It's not here. We don't have it the same here. Why do you care? And it's like I said before, we do have it here to a certain extent with racial profiling. Yeah. We definitely do. But the second part, even if Sweden was this paradise with no racism, I would still care because that's what being a human is about. Because
you're human. Yeah.
And also, you know me, I'm big on this Pan-Africanism. I feel like black people all over the world, no matter which country you live in, you're still connected through a shared history.
Mm-hmm.
Because despite, you know, the racism and the extent of the racism we face might be different, but like the underlying issues, the mechanics behind the racism is the same. So that's why I feel like we got to be in support of each other and lean on each other and like learn from each other. So hearing that from people, like, why do you care so much? It's like, I don't even know how to process that question. Why do you not care?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Oof.
Yeah, man.
That shit is heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I don't even have a final thought, man. I could just say that never before have I felt like burn that shit down. And that's how I feel right now. Mm. Burn that shit down. I've reached the breaking point. I didn't know that I didn't know I was this close. But watching this man kneel on this man that's handcuffed. And not knowing, I didn't even know there were other cops holding the lower part of his body down. And people, him begging for his life, other people begging for his life, and this dude not even taking his hands out of his fucking pockets.
Yeah, he didn't even look shook up. He was just like, all right, this is another day at the office.
Yeah, I didn't see them removing the body, taking the body away, but that I probably would have lost it then. I just can't. Yeah, I can't. I can't anymore.
Yeah.
It's just got to change.
We'll keep following the story, obviously. We've not seen the end. Again, we recorded this on Friday, so
May 29th.
A lot of stuff might change between now and when you hear this episode.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
I hope that by the time you hear this, that piece of shit is in jail.
Yeah, not me too. That's the only way forward, yeah. I feel like.
It seems like a lot less energy than militarizing the city of Minneapolis. You know what I'm saying? Activating the military. It seems like the easier thing would be to go and arrest the guy.
Hell yeah. That's the crazy part. It's like there's an easy solution to all this. Just arrest the guy. But instead, they go in with their, first of all, like militarized police.
Yeah.
Coming in there, the police already looking like the military.
Yeah.
And then you send in the National Guard. I don't know. It's just... just do the right thing and arrest the guy, and this will all end very soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But imagine, I mean, we've seen the sad part is like, until there's a conviction, you can't be sure. We've seen too many times before where you know, oh, they arrest all the police officers involved, but then they all get, you know.
Yeah, it's too much pride, man. Free. It's too much pride involved in all of this shit, man. This dude, obviously, they say that there's a bunch of other situations in the past where this dude has been a bad cop. And he shouldn't have still been on the force. And now he's killed somebody. It seems like the best thing to do is, I don't see, I don't understand. It really escapes me how you can't just say, this is a rotten egg. It's a bad apple. What happened to that?
No, it's not even that. Yeah.
The union should be like, no, fuck this guy. He's not one of us.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They should police each other. If you're a police officer, it should be in your interest to make sure that you don't have any people like this on the
force.
Then
it makes it easier to walk the streets and be a cop. It makes
Wouldn't it be
easier?
Great if you were a police officer and people did not hate you?
Yeah.
That would be great. But you got to start with taking these people out and putting them behind bars. But they don't want to do that.
They wanted to be cops and robbers, like they were, like when they were kids, and they were playing cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers and shit. That ain't how it needs to be.
I gotta say, the hardest part, or not the hardest part, but one underestimated part about all this is just to try to go on with your like daily life. Like I said before, you gotta still go to work. You gotta still like you have the social stuff to do afterwards. It's like I'm not in the mood to work. Yeah. I'm not in the mood to.
Yeah, that's how I felt today.
I don't know. It's crazy to just stand by and watch the shit go down. It's like a heist being pulled off right in front of you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Well said, man.
All right, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, man. Thanks for sitting with me talking through this. Appreciate it.
Vent session.
Yeah, man.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, man. Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.